to a smaller town.
Oh, I see.
But we're born long, I was born in Belts, Bessarabia.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember the kind of house that you lived in when you lived in Europe?
Yeah. I remember that. We didn't have our own home, but we used to rent.
Oh, you rented?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we rented.
Yeah.
And it was a 6-room house. Because your utilities was outside. You didn't have any toilets in that place.
Mm-hmm.
It was a nice home.
And was it in a town then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what did your family consist of? Did you?
I had a brother and a sister.
One brother and one sister.
Yeah.
What, were they older than you?
Yeah, older.
Both older?
Both older.
Are they living now? Or?
No, not one of them. My brother, well, this business. In the,
no, I can turn it off. Does that mean
it's
turn
all
it
right.
Off?
I could, my brother and his family was killed. By the pogrom, and you heard about the pogrom.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. They wiped out the whole city.
How long did you live in that house? Do you remember how long you lived in the house?
In the old country.
Yes,
I never remember moving from there. We were there.
You lived in that house until you came over.
I came over there.
I see.
But before I came here, my mother passed away.
I see.
And my father remained there.
Your father didn't come to America?
No, he never wanted to come down here.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had a son there, and the son treated him very good.
Mm-hmm.
And he did not try several times to bring it. Do you think I should put my teeth on? It'll be better.
No, this is fine.
Right?
It's fine.
Okay. See, my sister-in-law and brother, they treat him very good, and he was an older man.
Mm, I see.
And he never wanted to come down.
What kind of work did you do? Any work over there, or were you too young?
No, I wasn't too young. We had a laundry, what you call it here.
I see.
And I ran it.
Oh, you ran the laundry?
I ran the laundry with my mother.
And what did that consist of then?
Well, we used to have people who would work for us.
I see.
It was like here I had laundry.
I see.
You know.
And what languages were spoken in your home?
Jewish and Russian.
That was the Yiddish and Russian?
Yiddish and Russian, that's right.
And did you have any schooling over there?
Yes, I went to public school there.
The public school?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what the synagogue was like in the old country?
Oh, yes, I used to go there with my father often.
Did you? What was the building like?
It was a nice building.
Was it similar to the synagogues here, or was it?
Well, we had the cantors and it was nice. When I was a child, they used to take me along often to the synagogue.
Did you go like for Friday night services or Saturday?
Yeah,
and the holidays?
Yeah, holidays and Friday night services. Yes.
And did you ever have anything to do with the non-Jewish people in your community?
Well, I was friendly with everybody.
Mm-hmm. And you had no problem then with the non-Jewish people?
No, In fact, Park City didn't have no trouble till I went away to the United States. And then the cashing of a pogrom came along.
Mm-hmm.
And then it didn't take them while I was here. They had the pogrom at home.
I see.
Except when they killed my... See, my father passed away. He was an old man. He passed away before the pogrom.
I see. belong to any groups or clubs?
Well,
there?
I didn't have much time here. I went to school and then I had to take care of business.
I see. No political organization?
No, not at all.
And what was the government like to the Jews over there?
Well, as far as I remember, we did not have any taxes, and it wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm. They didn't mistreat the Jews?
No, no.
And what did you think about America at this time in your life?
It's wonderful. Wonderful, and we see all people have been treated nice.
Yeah. But I mean, when you were young and you were thinking about coming here, what was your feeling?
Well,
about?
I'll tell you. When I got here, I didn't come over. Can I say that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't come down to stay here. I just come for a visit.
I see.
And because I left my father home. And I was lonesome for him,
mm-hmm.
but I had a lady friend here in New York, this girlfriend.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I came to visit her. And by the time I was ready to go home, I couldn't go home anymore because the war broke out in 1970.
I see. Why did you, when you came here originally, why did you come?
I come for a visit.
Just for a visit.
Just for a visit.
And you had no intention of?
No intention of remaining here, but I couldn't go home any longer.
When you came over here, did you have a definite destination?
Well, I had an uncle here, my mother's brother.
In Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I come down here to visit him. From New York, I come down to Pittsburgh.
I see.
And then I got acquainted with my husband and I got married.
Oh, I see. Your husband was here first.
Yeah.
And when you came over, were you part of a group, or did you come by yourself?
I came by myself.
Came by yourself.
Came in second class, all by myself. Just one correction here.
Yeah.
I came with my brother-in-law, Robert, sister's husband.
With your brother-in-law?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was he just coming for a visit, too? Or?
No, he came here. He came here because he did not make much money in the old country to support his wife and four children.
Oh, I see.
And he had several sisters down here. Am I talking too fast?
No, you're fine.
And
then how did you travel when you
ship.
By ship. But when you left your...
The name of the ship was Potsdam.
Potsdam.
It's funny if people remember such.
See, I told you things were going to come back.
Yeah.
As you start to
talk. I didn't know you was going to ask me questions. Mm-hmm. I thought I was
You were just going to have to. The questions make it easier.
Yeah, much easier. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you left your home, did you travel by trains until you got to the ship?
Yeah. I went through the war. October, train for us as far as Rotterdam.
I see. And that's where you got the ship?
There, I got my ship.
Did anybody meet you when you got to New York?
Yeah, my girlfriend that you took me down.
Did you bring any kinds of papers with you or objects when you came? Anything of
Not what I remember of.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't bring no birth certificates. They didn't bring nothing. They didn't know.
And is your name, was your name the same after you got here as it was in Europe? Did you keep the same name?
Well, my original name is Dina, and they call me Dinah. It isn't much different.
Yeah.
It is a little bit in the spelling.
I see. And how about your last name? Was your last name the same here?
Oh, well, no. I got married.
I mean, before you got married, you
didn't. The same name as I came. Yeah, yeah. Of course, when I got mad, if I had to change my name.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm. And what first impressed you when you came to the United States? What was your first impression?
Well, New York had lovely big buildings, which I never was used to see that.
Yeah.
The old country, we did never. The highest what we did have, as I remember, was two-story buildings.
Any other feeling that you remember?
Well, not what I could recall, but it impressed me very hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wasn't as if my mind to go back home.
I wasn't looking at the beauties of what.
Because I did not go to work here.
Oh, I see.
Because I was intent to go back home,
I see. Mm-hmm.
And after I came to Pittsburgh, I stayed a few months with my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And then I met my husband.
I
got married. Do you want to know?
That's later on in the question.
Okay, dear.
When you first came to Pittsburgh, what was your impression of Pittsburgh? What did you think of it when you got here?
Pittsburgh was an awful smoky town, if you remember.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was for you today.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
And how did you feel about the people? Were you greeted nicely here?
Yeah, very friendly. Very friendly. Can I offer you something to drink?
No, thank
cold
you.
Drink?
Thank you. I just finished lunch. I had lunch with my daughter, and we.
Oh. How old is your daughter, by the way?
She's going to be 19.
Oh, my God. You don't look so old to have a 19-year-old daughter.
I'm old enough for her.
Yeah, you are, evidently. I got married young, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm on vacation now. She goes away to college, and she's home for a week
now. Where she go to college?
In Boston.
In Boston.
Mm-hmm.
My granddaughter's away in college.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they all do.
Yeah.
Do you remember, Mrs. Rogoff, your first day in Pittsburgh, the first day that you came here?
When I come in to my home, my uncle came to the train to take me home.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come there, I was greeted with my hand. And I was very surprised, because in our family, we don't walk around two big people, two tall people. And she was a very heavy set woman.
Oh, that's the first time you had seen her?
Yeah, the first time I seen her. And they had four children already then.
Did they live in Pittsburgh?
They lived in Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, they have a son, I don't know if this is much interested, but my uncle was a tailor, a poor man.
Mm-hmm.
But he had very good two sons.
Mm-hmm.
One is a lawyer here in Pittsburgh.
Oh, exactly.
And one is a... a druggist.
I know.
And each boy helped the other one.
That's very good.
Yeah, yeah. And then they had three daughters.
Oh, a big family.
Yeah, nice.
Was Was there anything after you decided to stay here during those first 5 years that was disappointing to you? Were you disappointed in anything in this country?
No, I wasn't. The only thing I was sorry my father didn't want to come down here, and I missed him very much.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was the baby at home.
I see.
And I added to my conscience that I done the wrong thing by leaving him there.
Was there any time during that 5 years when you felt that you weren't treated properly because you were an immigrant?
No, dear. I had a good husband. Mm-hmm. I had a very nice husband. He treated me wonderful. He and took the place of my father and my mother.
Mm-hmm.
There was never a bad word but my ghost. In fact, I think he spoiled me.
Really?
He gave me too much my way.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Anything you wanted, huh?
Yeah.
And how about the people that you met, your neighbors and so forth? Did they?
I got acquainted with my elder people, but they were nice. They teach me a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
They teach me how to cook, how to bake, and how to be a good valabusta. Jewish word.
I know it. I know it.
You speak Jewish?
I understand it. They used to speak it in my house. My grandmother was living, and I don't speak it very much, but I understand most of it. After you had been here for 5 years, did you feel that you had accomplished your reason for being here?
Yeah, I never wanted to go home because I had a very bad trip coming down here. It only took us 8 days, but it was miserable. In fact, I starved myself to death on the ship. I didn't eat anything because I was afraid it wasn't kosher.
Oh, I see.
And I lived on toast, tea and toast.
For 8 days?
For 8 days. I'm going to put in something funny that you can take on and laugh about it.
Yeah.
I told you I was in the second class.
Mm-hmm.
And they saw beautiful tables.
Okay.
And the waiters used to say to me, "Keep, because you're going to die." But nothing comforted me. I was afraid it wasn't kosher. I was dumb. But anyway, when I came back, and then they took me home in New York, and my lady friend's mother says to me, "What would you like for me to cook something which you would like to eat?"
Mm-hmm.
And I started to tell her, "Make everything what possible." I missed
so
much.
Hungry.
I really missed.
That's cute.
Yeah. But I survived.
I guess.
Yeah.
And where was your first home in Pittsburgh? Where did it was?
I lived Mellon Street.
Oh.
No, Mellon Meadow Street.
Oh, I lived on
Meadow Street. I lived with another family. They had a 2 compartments, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They lived downstairs and me and my husband lived upstairs.
I see. And this is after you were married?
Yes.
And how long did you live there?
Not quite a year, because I was going to have my first baby, and we got accomplished. Got us a better apartment.
I see. And how did you get the apartment? Did you?
I think it was in the neighborhood, and it was a sign.
I see.
Yeah.
You mean there was like a sign for rent?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this was then a larger apartment?
Yeah. Yeah.
And did you work at all when you came to this country?
No, ma'am.
And what type of work then did your husband do?
My husband worked in the slaughterhouse.
Okay. In Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
And do you remember what he earned?
Yes,
that
ma'am.
Time?
Exactly $17 a week.
And did he have to work long hours?
8 hours.
And did he have to work on Saturdays or Jewish holidays?
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. 6 days a week.
And did he always do this type of work?
Well, later on we went in and had a sales and furniture business meet then. And we made pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And meantime I had 3 children. 4 children, rather. I lost one. But I'm thankful what I've got now.
Great. Yeah, believe me. Did your husband belong to any trade union then? Do you remember when he was?
It was no union there.
Oh, there wasn't.
Then it was no union.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you something else. Then for the $17, I managed so well then.
I'm sure.
I even used to put away some money for my father to send him to the old company. I used to send away to my in-laws. I never met him. But I used to send him whatever, all the days, I used to send him so much.
That's what's happened to the dollar today. It just doesn't buy anything.
No, not much.
If you had a chance to live your life over, would you work instead of not working? Do you regret not having worked when you came to this country?
Now listen, dear. I didn't work when I was married.
Mm-hmm.
But later on, I did work here.
I see.
And it was hard work.
Mm-hmm.
But I was independent.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to ask for any help, and I worked.
If you had an opportunity, would you want to do some other type of work?
Well, that's the reason what I'm not well, because I cannot, I'm rejected already. My age put me back a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but I miss my work.
I
used to more work amongst the
people.
And now the lonesomeness killed me.
Mm-hmm. Worse than a sickness.
Worse than a sickness? But when they ask you your age, then they won't give you any work.
Mm-hmm.
And the government does not give, the Social Security does not give us enough to live on.
No, it doesn't. It has to be supplemented by something.
That's right. No matter how accomplished you want to be, but you still, I figure, if I had something to say, every individual, whether they worked or they didn't work, at least they should get $100 a month in order to be able to exist.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
And sometimes they tell you your children should help. Sometimes the children cannot help. They got their own families and they got their own problems.
Yeah.
And if you want to be a good mother, say request what you get in order not to, you know, you will, when you ask for help, the children wouldn't refuse.
That's right, but you don't want to have to come to them.
But they cannot afford,
mm-hmm.
because their family comes first.
Okay.
And I would not want to live with my children because I want to keep peace with them. I want to be a good mother-in-law.
I agree with you.
Do you understand?
Yes, I understand. I agree with you.
Because I never yet, as old as I am, never yet run in, no matter what you have, if you have sons or daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Is that on?
I just took off a part of it to save our tape.
I see.
I just
I'm taking too much of your time.
No, I'm enjoying it, Mrs. Rogoff.
Okay, there.
Did you go to school at all after you came to Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Yes.
No. I got married too soon.
And how'd you learn to speak English?
My uncle's children used to talk me and teach me, so I picked it up.
You did, certainly. You speak
not too well, but people could understand me.
Did you ever bother to learn to write English? Did you?
I'm very hard at it. I read, but I cannot write.
Okay.
My children scold me for that, but I'll tell you, I cannot get myself to. I used to write Jewish, I used to write Russian, as I said before, I went to school, but I never neglected that.
Well,
if you don't use it.
That's right, you have to keep at it.
That's it. But when I get a letter from my daughter-in-law or from my granddaughter, I don't have to go to nobody to read it, because I read writing.
Oh, well, that's very good.
I read writing and I read printed.
Oh.
But I cannot get myself to write.
Well, at least the reading is the most important.
And you'll be surprised, I kept a wonderful position all my years.
Exactly.
And I don't think most of the people know that I didn't know how to write.
As long as you were able to read
and as long as I could get away with it, and I had a nice personality.
Well, you are. You're
in fact, people what I was working for. Yeah, I never went for interview not to be accepted.
That's very good.
And then I got one position. They never discharged me until I was through with the work that I done.
Ah.
But I'll tell you, I do not want to mention my work, because if people will read that, then they know. Because I was the only first Jewish woman in Pittsburgh when I picked up that work.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Of course not. Then they got a lobby up there, and they're making bigger money than we did.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for 24-hour duty. I got $25. Day and night I used to be there, and I got only $25, and I was entitled to 3 hours off. And you'll be surprised, when I used to have my coat on to walk out for those 3 hours, they find all kind of, is it on?
Okay, did you ever go to Hebrew school? Did you ever go to Cheder?
In Europe.
In Europe?
Yeah.
Did you go like every day or?
Yeah, every day after school.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I could read good Jewish.
Is that so?
Yeah. I used to read good Jewish books too.
And did you like music? Did you enjoy?
I love music, yeah. I like opera. I like classic music. Yeah.
Did you ever get to go to the concerts here in Pittsburgh?
We get free tickets sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I got a ticket for tomorrow. Tomorrow's Saturday?
No, tomorrow's Friday.
Right. So Saturday night, we got tickets for free tickets.
Oh, wow.
The only thing is we have to get together several women and pay our transportation.
I see. And did you ever play a musical instrument yourself?
No. I try to give my children music lessons, but they didn't want it. The teacher told me himself, he says, "Miss Robert, don't bother giving them any more lessons, because he wouldn't take it. It's no good."
No use wasting this.
No more wasting money and time.
That's right. Did you ever go to the Yiddish theater here in Pittsburgh?
There wasn't much. I wish they would have a Yiddish theater.
I mean, we're going back to like the 5 years, first 5 years.
Yeah, Pittsburgh is big enough to have a Jewish theater for ourselves, but we do, we don't have it.
No.
No.
Did you ever go when you first got?
Yeah, I used to go.
Do you remember where it was?
Well, yeah. We used to have it in the, in Center Avenue. It was a big building. They were there. We used to come Jewish actors.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever
and
go
our to mission. Our mission
I
very
bet
much.
You do.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to any lectures then years ago?
Lectures.
Mm-hmm.
Not that.
Mm-hmm. And any of the libraries in Pittsburgh?
No, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
And did you get any Pittsburgh newspapers then?
No, ma'am.
And when you came here, you thought of yourself as a religious, you considered yourself a religious woman?
Well, I was brought up in a real, not Orthodox,
mm-hmm.
but a Jewish. My mother then Schlecht and so on, and I went to Cheder. But then I started to have Aliyah. I tried to keep a Jewish home, you know. But as time passed by, things changed.
That's true.
And my work inquired me that I was there, I had to eat there,
mm-hmm.
and I could not be fussy.
Mm-hmm.
Then I don't eat anything in a fork,
mm-hmm.
But I eat whatever comes
along. Well, I think everybody does anymore. Did you, in your home, did you have the religious practices? Did you light candles and so forth in your home?
Yeah, when I had my home, I light candles, and I send my children to Hebrew school. Mm-hmm.